As President Obama and Vladimir Putin go nose to nose at the UN, in Congress, House Speaker John Boehner is turning his back. Last Friday, Speaker Boehner walked up to a lectern in the Capitol, sounding like a man without a care in the world.
Zippity doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day.
Boehner said in that press conference that he's been contemplating quitting for more than a year, but that he'd woken up on Friday morning after a night reflecting on his private visit with Pope Francis the day before.
Last night, I started thinking about this, and this morning, I woke up and I said my prayers, as I always do, and I decided, you know, today's the day I'm going to do this. As simple as that. That's the code I've always lived by. If you do the right things for the right reasons, the right things will happen.
The right things for the right reasons. One of John Boehner's favorite catchphrases. He has lots of other ones, I can tell you. Now, John Boehner has led House Republicans since 2010. He was in the leadership long before that, and he represented Ohio's 8th congressional district outside of Cincinnati for 25 years. Now, those folks in that district have to live without John Boehner, and so does the rest of Ohio. So how does the quintessential swing state cope with a political climate when even their conservative favorite son isn't conservative enough for today's GOP? With more is Terry Studer. She's campaign committee chair for the Ohio Federation of Republican Women. Terry, welcome.
Thank you, Todd.
Almost no one on Capitol Hill saw this coming. Kevin McCarthy, who is Boehner's deputy, found out 2 minutes before this announcement. It must have shocked you.
Some people certainly are surprised at the timing of it. Certainly there are some of us who may be disappointed at the timing of it because we still feel that he could accomplish some of the things that we'd like to see get done. But people here in the district who know John Boehner know that he will always do what he considers to be the right thing for the party. And I think at this time, with all the distractions, he felt it was the right time and the right thing to do for the party.
Now, let's talk about the division in the Republican Party that's largely responsible for this resignation. Here's Boehner over the weekend talking about some of the members of his own party.
Absolutely, they're unrealistic. The Bible says, beware of false prophets.
Terry Studer, he's calling them false prophets. Before you answer, I want to play another favorite son of Ohio. Listen to John Kasich over the weekend.
And so a lot of the people who are doing the complaining and saying, why isn't anything getting done? Maybe they ought to look in the mirror. What have they accomplished?
Both of those Ohio gentlemen, Boehner and Kasich, are talking about the right wing of their own party. Kasich is saying, guys, look in the mirror. You can kick Boehner out. You're still not going to get anything done.
That's not what's preventing them from getting things done. Certainly there's a faction of the Republican Party that is just fed up. And when you're fed up, you don't want to hear that things can't be done. You want to hear that they can be. And there's a lot of political rhetoric out there from candidates or from elected officials who want to tell voters what they want to hear. And whether or not that reflects realistically what can be done, I think that disconnect there is what has caused a lot of this division within the party.
I think one thing you can say for John Boehner and his leadership, and at least his term as Speaker of the House, that anger and frustration was never really the place that he worked from. I mean, I'm sure he experienced it, but he never really came to the table with that. I mean, he was a pragmatist.
That certainly was always his attitude. I know I've had personal conversations with him where I've said, how can you put up with this? How do you every day go back into the fire? And he said, I get up every day. I tell myself I'm going to do the best I can. I go off, I do it. And at night, I say my prayers. I tell myself I did the best I can, and I go to bed. And I think he that resiliency, that determination to just every day do what he could, the best he could, is something that we look for in every politician. That's the most we could hope from anyone.
Terry Studer, campaign committee chair for the Ohio Federation of Republican Women, on John Boehner. Terry Studer, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.